Work began at sunrise. The mistress clapped her hands 3 times and we all sat down at our looms. After a moment, we began to work rhythmically, tying knots, beating them down. While we were working, we were forbidden to stop, to talk, or to let our minds wander. We could only stare at the countless colored threads, from which we had to choose the right one to insert into the carpet pattern. The master had assigned each of us a pattern. As the morning passed, the air filled with heat, dust, and flying lint, and the sound of looms slipped into the voice of the awakening city. The motors of old cars and loaded trucks, the bayraying of the donkeys, the shouts of men, and the cries of the vendors in the nearby market. All these grew louder as the day came to life, as Lahore came out into the streets. When my arms and shoulders started aching, I would briefly turn my head towards the door to the courtyard and sunlight. I would guess how much time remained before my only pause of the day. My hands worked on their own, out of habit. They chose the threads, pulled the knots again and again. They passed the weft, beat it down with the comb, then started knotting again and again. That evening, Husan Khan would measure my work. He'd judge whether it was up to standard, if it was made carefully, and then he'd erase one of the lines on my slate, a rupee for a day's work. He had been erasing those lines for 3 years, and they were still all there, or at least that's how it seemed to me. Sometimes I even thought there were more of them, but that wasn't possible. The lines on the slate couldn't be like the weeds in my father's garden that grew overnight and crowded the crops. We finally stopped for lunch, dulled by fatigue. We dragged ourselves out into the courtyard and sat in the sun around the well to eat our chapati and vegetables and drink water because our throats were full of lint. Very few of us had enough energy to talk or laugh. Our break lasted an hour, but our hunger a great deal longer. Then we went back to the workroom while Husan Khan and his wife retired to their house to escape the heat of the afternoon. For a few hours, there was no need to supervise us. Nobody had the courage to run away, and after all, we couldn't not work. In the evening, the master's measuring tape would reveal to the last centimeter how we had spent our time. Not enough work done, no rupee, no line erased from our slates. We knew it well. This was my life for 3 years. The first month, I thought about my family a lot. My mother, my brothers and sisters, our home, the countryside, the buffalo that pulled the plow, the sweet laddu my mother made with the chickpea flour, the desserts and almonds that we ate on feast days. But as time went on, these memories faded like old, worn carpets. That is, until the day Iqbal arrived.